This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's military spokesman said on Tuesday the army remained focused on fighting Hamas after an explosion in Beirut killed a senior leader of the Islamic militant group. The attack in Beirut, blamed on Israel, has raised concerns that Lebanon's Hezbollah group could strike back in revenge. Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, speaking to media from Tel Aviv, made no direct mention of the death of the U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas official Saleh Arouri. A Japan Airlines plane caught fire on the runway of a Tokyo airport, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The plane collided with a Japanese Coast Guard aircraft and burst into flames on the tarmac of Tokyo's Haneda Airport, according to officials. Local media reported that all 379 people who were on board flight JAL-516 got out safely before the plane was engulfed in flames. However, NHK TV has said that five crew members have been found dead on the Coast Guard plane. Local TV showed a large eruption of fire and smoke from the side of the plane as it taxied on the runway. The area around the wing then caught fire. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Coast Guard plane had been preparing to deliver relief goods to residents affected by the deadly earthquake in the region on Monday. Japanese rescuers battled the clock and powerful aftershocks Tuesday to find survivors of the New Year's Day earthquake that killed at least 55 people and caused widespread destruction. On the Noto Peninsula, the destruction included buildings damaged by fire, houses flattened, fishing boats sunk or washed ashore, and highways hit by landslides. Japanese news agency Kyodo put the death toll to 57, citing local officials as rescuers combed through the rubble. This is